This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, 6, it has this to say. On this mountain the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest of wines. Well, today's reading centres around a wedding banquet, the wedding banquet of a king's son. It is in fact a parable told by Jesus as he journeyed to Jerusalem, facing much opposition on the way. But first let's begin today's programme with a song written by Margaret Scott called I'm the Bread, and it's sung here by United Folk. Is that reading from Matthew 22, 1-14, the parable of the wedding banquet. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who'd been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent more servants and said, 'Tell those who've been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. for many are invited, but few are chosen. Here's a song entitled Banquet, sung by Graeme Kendrick. It's a song about being cleansed, renewed, and reconciled with one another. It reminds me very much of John's Gospel, chapter 6, where Jesus speaks of a feast, saying, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." But he also mentions in his song another banquet in the future, which we'll share when God gathers the nations and dines with us when death's shadow is gone. Here's the song Banquet by Graeme Kendrick.
There's no banquet so rich as the bread and the wine, no table more holy, no welcome so kind. There's no mercy so wide as the arms of the cross. Come and taste, come and see, come find and be found. There's no banquet so rich, for what feast could compare with the body of Jesus, less broken and shed? Here is grace to forgive, here is blood that atoned. Come and taste, come and see, come know and be known. Take the bread, drink the wine, and remember his sacrifice. There's no banquet so rich as the feast we will share when God gathers the nations and dines with us here. When death's shadow is gone, every tear wiped away, come and eat, come and drink.
I would imagine that most people in life are absolutely delighted to be invited to a wedding, and of course the banquet that follows. As a priest, I've only ever witnessed one where the majority of the guests in church had miserable faces, and that was because at that exact time of the wedding service, Newcastle United were playing in the cup final and they were missing it. But usually a wedding is a grand occasion and guests have a wonderful time. But how much more excited would we be to receive a royal wedding invitation? I know I would jump at the chance. But not so the guests in our parable today. Not to acknowledge an ordinary wedding invitation would be most impolite. But to refuse an invitation from a king, well, that was an insult. Here's another song about an invitation to a feast with Faye White. She sings, "Come to the banquet, there's a place for you. Though you maybe have no money, though you maybe feel unworthy, in your strength or in your weakness, you are welcome. Come.
Come to the banquet. place for you. Though you maybe have no money, though you maybe feel unworthy, in your strength or in your weakness, you are welcome. Come.
Come to the banquet, there's a place for you. See, you are an honored guest, from constant serving you may rest. So sit you down, be fed and blessed, for you are welcome. Come. Come to the banquet, there's a place for you. Woman, wise one, mother, maiden, see your plate with food is laden, and your place is set and waiting. You are welcome. Come. The banquet, there's a place for you. Here is one who runs to meet you, loving arms stretched out to greet you. Do not let your fear defeat you. You are welcome. Come.
For sweet communion, come. Come to the banquet, there's a place for you.
Now, what possible reason could there have been for refusing to attend this wedding of the king's son? The king sent word explaining the trouble and the expense he'd gone to, even killing his prize animals. All was ready, and he didn't want anything to be wasted. But his guests claimed to have work to do and businesses to run, and some of his guests even mistreated and killed the messengers. Such disgraceful behaviour. Naturally, the king is furious. These guests didn't deserve the honour being bestowed upon them. So worthier guests are favoured instead, and they're invited from the highways and the byways. You know, God still waits with arms wide and invites us even today to come and share in his joy. Here's a lovely song called The Father's Song, sung by Matt Redman. Heaven's perfect mystery, he sings, the King of Love has sent for me.
I have heard so many songs, listened to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony, you are singing over me. The Father's song. Heaven's perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me. And now you're singing over me. The Father's song. I have heard so many songs. Listen to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. Sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love. You sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony. You are singing over me, the Father's song. Heaven's perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me. And now you're singing over me, the Father's song.
Now perhaps some of the King's guests really were far too busy, who knows? But isn't it the case even today? What are our priorities? How do we list what's really important in our lives? Insurance policies, oh yes, we must have those sorted. Television license, don't want a fine, that's a must. Savings, most definitely, we must put money to one side. Holidays, priority. Pension schemes, a necessity. Latest mobile, couldn't do without a faster model. Preparation to meet God and life beyond this one. That can wait. Plenty of time to think about that one. In the next song, can you please substitute the word love for God so it reads, make time for God. Here it is, make time for love.
You're too busy counting all the ripples in the sea, running round in circles needlessly, making all those plans so easily. And you're swimming, floundering in a whirlpool all the time, racing like a fish to catch the line, while the grains of sand are falling in this hourglass of mine. Make time for love, make time for love. You're too busy thinking that by rushing here and there, powered by highest motives built on care, that you'll achieve perfection, climb the stairs. And your children, sand within the hourglass is descending through the air. Make time for love, make time for love. There's 100,000 things in life still to be done, but all these things just can't be done by one. So still the racing clouds and sea the sun. Catch the blossom now before it gently fades away. Smell its perfume, let it have its say. Who have you neglected in your race of life today? Make time for love, make time for of life today. Make time for love.
When the good news that Jesus preached met with rejection, it was taken out to others instead, out into the Gentile world. But let's not forget, there were many Jews who did accept Jesus and believed in his name. It was they who wrote about Jesus and recorded his words, going out first to Judea, then Samaria, and then the entire world, just as Jesus had commanded them. But what about that disturbing part at the end of our reading today, which tells of someone who turns up at the banquet dressed in unsuitable clothing? He was not wearing wedding clothes and was thrown out. Who was he? Let's listen to one of my parables from Pearls of Great Price, the parable of the man without a wedding garment.
What we have to bear in mind in this tale that seems unkind, it's about the wedding feast of a king and a man who just invited himself in. When this fool entered the room, saying nothing to the groom, not a single guest was impressed by one so inadequately dressed. This intruder paid his call, showing no respect at all, unwashed, unrepentant, unprepared. I really don't know how this stranger dared. It just goes beyond belief, so it came as a relief when the guards of the palace threw him out. So proud and so arrogant this lout. So he came to grief with a gnashing of his teeth. I mean, what more did he expect when his actions were so clearly incorrect?
May have been referring here to the leaders of the day. Had they assumed their positions of authority would earn them a place in the kingdom of God? For they were self-righteous and proud. Their thoughts were devious. They were quick to point out the sins of others, yet they overlooked their own. They were the very ones who should have accepted Jesus, but were rejecting him. But those who realized their need for God and who sought his forgiveness and his healing won God's favour instead. During Mahatma Gandhi's student days, he read the Gospels and thought that maybe he had found the cure to the caste system of India. He decided to go to church and ask the minister how to become a Christian. However, when he entered the building, the usher refused to give him a seat and suggested that he should worship with his own people. Gandhi left the church and never returned. He said to himself, if Christians have caste differences also, I might as well remain a Hindu. Now, as a Christian, I'm ashamed of that story, and shame also on all those who give their faith a bad name and who don't honour the true message of their founder. Just think for a moment how different that story could have been. So let's all be careful what kind of clothing we decide to put on, whatever religion we profess. I'd like to end today's programme with a special blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace, now and always. Amen. Here's one final song, and it's good advice for us all to follow. And it's sung by Jonathan Vieira, and it's called Go Peaceful. Bye for now.
Go peaceful in gentleness through the violence of these days. Give freely, show tenderness in all your ways. Through darkness, in troubled times, let holiness be your aim. Seek wisdom, let faithfulness burn like a flame. God speed you, God lead you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you be known by love. In a world of greed and lies, show kindness, see everyone through heaven's eyes. God hold you, enfold you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you be known by love. May you be known by love.